Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to get smarter because we got our good friend Philippa Games back on the show. Philippa joined us for the first time back in the previous millennia, in the last century, in 1999. That's how long she's been a member of our Brain Trust. And we haven't talked to her for a little while. We've missed her. But she's one of the people that we've been turning to for all these years to help us with our online strategy, our web presence. What do we do about this parallel digital universe to our traditional marketplace? What's going on out there? How do we get better at this? How do we make sure that we're relevant in that universe? And, you know, in that universe, it's not so much in the cloud. It's not so much whether you're competitive; it's whether you're relevant. We're going to get Philippa to help us with that. Philippa Games, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. What do you think about that thought? I've been talking a lot lately about the age of the customer, which is being driven by the advent of the age of the customer is being driven by the internet, by the virtual marketplace, and not only will people buy and sell things, but when they also exchange ideas. And I've been saying that in that world, unlike the traditional world where the big deal is to be competitive in the cloud, your greatest danger is not being uncompetitive, but it's being irrelevant. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but that's been true ever since we've had the web, because people can take one look at what you have and walk away and find something else.
Before you even know they existed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the moment of irrelevance right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was probably one of the first things we found out, you know, about the web. Remember when they discovered that good news travels really fast and so does bad news.
Right. That's what my relatives used to say about me. The bad news travels fast. So go ahead, talk to us about what we need to do about this.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that I'm back on the show is because I'm hopefully about to publish a book. I'm not publishing it, but I'm writing a book, which is very exciting. And
tell us the title.
The title is 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins, and it's divided into four sections. It's a strategic thinking book, so it's not a how-to book because there are plenty of those. But one of the things that really struck me in all of the years I've been consulting is that a lot of business owners, so this is aimed at business owners, you know, executives, association executives, nonprofit people, that they need somebody to help them understand how to think about all this as opposed to how to do it. And, you know, what are the things that they need to get their head around? And so,
which is the difference between strategy and execution, isn't it?
Right. And because a lot of the time, once you figure out what you want to do and what's possible and where your business is going to fit in all of this, mm-hmm. then you can find people to do it. But if you start out by finding people to do it, they're going to tell you what you should be doing, and that may not be true because they don't understand your business as well as you do.
That's exactly right, and that's like telling somebody you're hungry and they hand you a Chinese menu. You know, number one, you didn't tell them you wanted Chinese. Number two, there are 1,000 things you can order off this menu. That's not helping at all. And, you know, I'll give you an example, folks. This is real life for me. You know, in the last year or so, we've been working on our mobile strategy. And the people I've been working with, we started talking about some people that I work with, some folks that I hire to work with me on this, started talking about things. And I said, wait a minute, guys, I'm not ready to talk about things. I don't want to talk about a mobile app or a mobile thing or whatever. I said, I want to talk about our mobile strategy first and then decide what's the best thing to put into it first. What do you think, Philippa?
Absolutely. Yeah, because going back to your analogy of the Chinese menu, You know, the other thing that your expert who's given you the menu might not know is that you're allergic to MSG.
Right. Or cashews, right?
Right, and you may not know that until you drop dead. So, there's a lot of things that it's worth thinking about, not only before you put your web presence out there, which obviously these days includes social media, but also as it's running. One of the biggest issues that I've also found with a lot of businesses is that they just don't properly evaluate what's going on once it's up there,
mm-hmm.
and they miss out on tremendous number of opportunities both to generate revenue.
But that evaluation right. requires you to know what's important. And when we come back after these messages, Philip is going to help us determine what's important and what's not important. What are the myths about what's important? And there's some of them out there. And she'll help us with that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's the Spencer Davis Group. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.